The funny thing about thought is that it's almost as if it is able to hijack the freshness of the present moment. And in doing so, it presents itself to us on the stage of our mind as if it was a completely new character that we'd never even thought of before. And this is how we can get stuck in the psychological game of acquiring fabulous insights that seem brand new and fresh, but they don't result in us having really true, lasting transformation in our character. So this question, what am I listening to, has the function of revealing these thoughts that are masquerading as original. And the inquiry also orients us to the present. It's a doorway to into the moment listening. So if the outcome of you listening to this talk is that you actually end up paying more attention to your own listening habits than to what I'm saying, that would be just fine. I'm far more interested in you discovering what's happening inside of you than in your hearing what I have to say. So that's the inquiry. What am I listening to? And as I said, I'll give you the second question a bit later. Right now, I want to tell you the story I mentioned earlier. It concerns a dear friend, Tommy, who also just happens to be my ex-husband. And this particular situation occurred when we had been together for about 4 years. In this particular instance, we were doing what a lot of married couples do, which is that we were having our favorite fight. Perhaps you know this fight. It's that one that never gets resolved. We knew this fight very well. We had done it many, many times. And I have no recollection now of what the topic was, but I remember how it felt being in the middle of that script that we had written and that we knew so well, and we knew how it was going to end because we had done it so many times. So on this particular day, when this story takes place, we were right in the middle of it. And we were headed toward the predictable dead end. And suddenly, Tommy went off script. He stopped. He literally stopped. And I knew it was his turn to talk because I knew the script. But what he said next was not part of the script. What he said was something like, "Wait a minute. I don't want to fight with you like this anymore. I don't know what to do next. But I know that I'm angry and I'm hurt and my body is shaking. And I don't know how to stop. And I don't know how to fix this. But I don't want to fight like this with you anymore." As you might imagine, this was a pivotal moment. I'm pretty sure my mouth was hanging open, and if he didn't know what to do, I sure didn't. But a door opened in that moment. Tommy's capacity and willingness to listen to his interior experience and communicate it in the moment to me opened a doorway for us. And very clumsily and with a lot of trial and error, we did walk through that doorway, and it literally changed how we began to communicate with one another from then on. And I'm absolutely certain that the fact that we are friends today is in part a result of our walking through that doorway in that moment, that doorway that he opened up for us. Now, from this vantage point, I would describe that decision that he made as one in which Tommy came into the moment. But first, before he was able to break that years-old pattern and come into the present moment with me, he had been practicing inner listening, although we didn't call it that at the time. Remember the inquiry, what are you listening to, right? What are you listening to as you're hearing these words? What are you listening to inside of yourself? Well, prior to turning his attention inward, I'll bet anything that Tommy had become aware that he was listening to a really familiar loop recording that included everything that I was doing and saying wrong, everything he was doing.